Sachiko Matsuo was a fifth-grade schoolgirl when the atomic bomb destroyed her home in Nagasaki on the 9th of August, 1945. Her family was hiding in the hills on the city's outskirts, where they had built a makeshift hut. She recalls the moment the bomb hit. She was sitting down, reading a book.
Suddenly, a very strong yellowish-whitish light flashed up over there. When I saw that flash, I thought, my goodness, what is that light? I had never seen such light before. At first, I was abruptly thrown back by the blast from the light. When I came to, I realized I was standing on bare soil with nothing on it, not even grass. In that moment, I did not have a clue what was going on.
She was lucky enough to climb out of the rubble by herself.
Others were buried under the rubble, unable to help themselves. My oldest sister was only 700 meters away and was buried under the house. She could not even shout for help or seek help in any way. When we found her, all that was left of her was white ash.
Sachiko's father was not with the family at the time. He was 800 meters from the hypercenter of the blast. He was among the few to receive treatment, traveling to a hospital in the town of Togitsu.
But he could not be helped. The hair on his head fell off immediately. High fever, diarrhea, and spots appeared on the skin. When these signs appeared, almost everybody died. In the end, the ones that were lost were my father, two brothers, an older sister, the wife of one older brother, and two aunts, making a total of seven persons.
The bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki are a reminder of what horrors nuclear weapons can inflict, says Dr. Lassina Zerbo, executive secretary of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty.
With nuclear testing, countries can develop even more powerful nuclear weapons. The Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty makes it difficult for countries to proceed with such endeavor. At the CTBT, we stand ready to implement this treaty.
For Sachiko, who witnessed the horrors of the atomic bomb, to rid the world of nuclear weapons is the only answer.
In the beginning, we did not know what that light flash was that threw us back. But after knowing it was an atomic bomb, we really do not want it to be used another time. And so we wish for this weapon issue to be resolved as soon as possible.
Sachiko Matsuo said retelling this story is not an easy task, but it's something that must be done. Jerry Adams, United Nations.